The trust fund for legal aid groups in the state has shrunk in the past 4 years because of plummeting interest rates. The proposed fee for lawyers would boost it by about $850,000. But Michelle Benke of the State Bar Association says it's the wrong solution.
We typically, as a solution, do not say, for instance, that all newspapers need to pay for better schools, or that the doctors need to pay for those who don't have health care, or that the grocery stores should give away the food to those who can't afford them.
Benke says lawyers don't object to the amount of the $50 fee, they just don't want it to be mandatory. She says many lawyers voluntarily contribute to legal aid groups. Last year, those contributions totaled $620,000. But the director of Legal Action of Wisconsin, John Ebbett, says that amount doesn't come close to filling the need. He says cutbacks this year will mean his agency will serve 3,000 fewer people. That means people who need help with things like custody, divorce, and housing disputes won't get it.
For example, our phone intake hours are about, for family law, 1 hour a week now. And so if you don't get through right away at 8 o'clock in the morning on that 1 hour a week, you can't get through at all. So there are large numbers of people with real legal needs out there that probably don't even get in on the telephone because we just don't have the staff.
Ebbett says mandatory fees have worked in several states, including Minnesota, Ohio, and Illinois. Legal aid groups have asked the state Supreme Court to impose the fee. The court will consider the issue in January. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.